Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Join us for the second Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company Bull and Female Production Sale Saturday, April 6, 12:30 p.m. at the Blackjack Farm Sale Facility, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 175 head, including a great set of registered Angus bulls, 12 two-year-old Charolais bulls, and 75 open commercial yearling black and black baldy heifers. You can attend the sale in person or via liveauction.tv. For more information, contact Sale Manager Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. The sale catalog is available on MCS. Auction.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit Oklahoma City Farm Show.com for details.
Well, opening day for the 20th annual Oklahoma City Farm Show is today, and the show is set to feature the latest agricultural machinery, equipment, technology, and services from hundreds of exhibitors representing more than 1,000 products and services. Of course, the event will be held once again at the Bennett Event Center, along with outdoor exhibits located directly in front of the center. The show is free to attend, plenty of parking, and our own Ron Hayes caught up with Penny Swank to talk about all the exhibitors that you can see.
Yes, anything farm-related. Seed companies, tractors, trailers, anything farm and ranch related. Shoots, definitely a lot of shoots.
Penny talks a little bit about the show hours.
Thursday and Friday's 9 to 5 and Saturday's 9 to 4. And also all 3 days we have the free coffee and rolls until 10 o'clock.
Attendees can stay up to date on the event and also view the interactive show floor plan at the event website, OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. In addition to more than 150,000 square feet of agricultural and ranching exhibits, the show is going to kick off each morning with complimentary coffee and rolls till 10 a.m. Early attendees can also take advantage of the opportunity to sign up for those daily $1,000 Showbuck prizes. Those are sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Showbuck's drawing will also be held each day at 1 p.m. And then OSU Extension Seminars will be featured on Thursday and Friday at 11 a.m. and 1:30. OSU agronomist Mike Trammell will present how to save money by calibrating your sprayer. And then we'll also have some more special OSU folks that will be joining us throughout the whole farm show. Social media users can also stay informed of daily event announcements and interact with fellow attendees and exhibitors by following the show on their Facebook page at facebook.com/Oklahoma City Farm Show. Once again, for more information, OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. Well, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has reported a sizable drop in drought areas around the U.S., after wet weather and an early spring season across much of the country, drought has decreased to around 18% of the U.S. by the end of March, which is down from 20% that we saw back at the end of February and 36% at the beginning of winter. That's coming from NOAA. That's the least amount of drought across the country we've seen since May of 2020. Also, the most intense categories of extreme and exceptional drought covered only about 1% of the country by the end of March. That's also the lowest amount since May of 2020. Farm Policy News says some of the most severe drought conditions currently exist in New Mexico, where 3.51% of the state is experiencing exceptional drought, and 16.7% of the state is experiencing extreme drought. Iowa went from 35% extreme drought to only 11% drought. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl with a great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to okiecotton.com. Once again, that's okiecotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.